Who's the Prince of Peace?
Have you lost your peace during the elections in the U.S.? The pandemic, the riots, the lockdowns, and the normal stresses of everyday life. Please don't feel guilty. Billions have lost their peace because most people think that peace is the absence of struggle, setbacks, or circumstances. Advent reminds us of the importance of faith and hope, but then it goes a little deeper and focuses on peace. Did you know that there's an amazing battle between two forces in the unseen world? Each force is real and organized. The Advent season sheds light on this incredible tug of war for your attention, your time, your energy, and talents. The struggle is between two princes, the Prince of Peace, Jesus, and the Prince of the Power of the Air, Satan. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Ephesians 2:2 says, "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Before I met the Prince of Peace, I was miserable. Possessions, success, relationships, and education did not make me happy. Peace is not the absence of conflict or adverse circumstances. Peace is a person. Peace comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Advent reminds us that John 10:10 is real. "The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come they might have life, and they may have it more abundantly." Oh, we need more peace in our lives, our families, our nation, and the world. Listen, do you need more peace? So during the Advent preparations, could we take a moment and consider the battle of the two princes? One wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and the other wants to give you deep peace, even in the midst of storms. During the Healthy Leaders Conference that I've done around the world, I've called this the power of the eternally driven life. When you have the Prince of Peace deep within your life, you'll become a thermostat and not a thermometer. With the help of God, you will change the atmosphere in your home, your work, or on the soccer pitch. I'm confident of this because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.